Here's a thought I'll title, Photograph What You Love. It's been my observation that every photographer has something they love other than photography. Maybe it's playing pickleball or golf or fly fishing or, in my case, literature and short stories in particular. Maybe that passion of ours can translate into an interesting photographic project. So instead of running off to Yosemite or some beautiful location for vacation, maybe we can find something that we love that's close to home and photograph it without having to take the time and the travel and the expense that a vacation involves. Find that thing that you love that's not photography and figure out how to make a photographic project out of it. If you love pitching horseshoes, for example, I would bet there's an interesting photographic project there. But I've never seen one. I've never seen a photographic project about gardening, although I've seen, I can't even recall, countless projects of flower blossoms. All those flower blossoms are the results of gardening. But the process of gardening itself could be an interesting photographic project that maybe doesn't include a single blossom in the project. In other words, don't think in terms of the product of the activity, but rather the process itself. The process of what you love is what I'm trying to point out might be a fascinating thing to explore photographically. How to do it, well, that's a bit of a challenge, but isn't that part of the reason we're involved in photography? If you love cooking, how do you make a project about cooking that doesn't necessarily mean just a picture of a plate of food that you're about to consume? But maybe a project about cooking involves harvesting some herbs on the back deck, or going to the grocery store, or the farmer's market, or the process of preparation, or even cleanup. Might include a picture of everybody at the dinner party, too. That could be a project about your passion of cooking and entertaining. In describing this, what leapt to mind for me was that great project from Eugene W. Smith that appeared in Life magazine, I think it was. Yeah, Life magazine, called Country Doctor. It was a fascinating little essay of a dozen or more images, plus or minus, I can't remember. But not all of them were obvious doctoring photographs. Sometimes he was just talking with someone. One of my favorite images from that series is when he's just leaning on the kitchen counter, looking exhausted. The whole world is filled with stories, and all of those stories have a way to connect with some of you, maybe lots of you, because it's also part of your passion in life outside of photography. Find that and photograph it. And you'll find it easy to bring your passion about the subject to your passion of photography and marry the two, which would lead me to believe that you could photograph that subject better than other people because you know about it so well, because you've experienced it, because it's a part of your life. How could other people who don't know anything about that subject compete with what you can bring to a photographic project? And it's also been my experience that once you do that, once you apply yourself to a photographic project of something you love that's not photography, and you sort of learn how to do that, you'll find that you can use those skills for lots of other subjects that you love, and even potential projects that you don't love, but you now know how to think about them as photographic projects. And that itself is a useful skill to develop.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.